It was a transition period, and it was leading us from swing to bebop. I call it, there's no real name for it, but I call it pre-bop, simply because it preceded the music that we identify as bebop. The people that you would contributed to it would be, some of the people would be, I'll name the various instruments, Jimmy Blanton with Duke Ellington's band, on things like Jack the Bear, you know, Mellow Tone, some of those things in the 30s. Cottontail, Ben Webster's solo on some of the things he did. This is all with the Ellington band. With the Count Basie band, Lester Young, almost any Lester Young solo in that particular time. The Coleman Hawkins solo on Body and Soul would be one of the things that led into this kind of thinking. It's a very long line, and it's many, really an extension of making up a totally different melody on a harmonic structure. Some of the other, most of the music recorded by the Benny Goodman Sextet and the Audie Shore Gramercy Five would fall into this category. The rhythmically and harmonically, they were leading on to this bebop phrase. This was not yet bop. These people were not playing bop, but they were doing the kinds of things that were laying the foundation for bebop. On the piano, you had people like Dodo Marmoroso, who played with Tommy Dorsey. You had some of the things that Johnny Guarneri played with the Audie Shore group. You had people like Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams wrote something called the Zodiac Suite in about 1939, 1930, or 1940. And she, in the Zodiac Suite, harmonically, she was doing all of the things that the bebop players would be doing a few years later. And so the melodies were not bebop, but the harmonies and the rhythms were.